For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is the second Saturday conversation with Arkansas State University Chancellor Dr. Kelly Damphus. It was recorded in Little Rock at the ASU Board of Trustees meeting that was held Friday, December the 6th. I asked Damphus about his thoughts at the end of this year.
2019, it's hard to believe it's coming to a close. 2020 is right here.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You know that I select a word for the coming year every at the end of every December. I select a word that's going to be kind of my mantra for the year. And it comes from a book called The One Word That Will Change Your Life. And I encourage you to think of a word and meditate on the word throughout the year. And my word for this year was imagine, because I knew we're going into this season of at the University of creating our strategic plan, and that we're going to spend the year imagining the future for Arkansas State. And as the year has progressed, the plan is coming together. And as we come to the end of the year, we're starting to see the fruits of all of our plans. And we are now wrapping up the strategic plan, and we are now having a great imagination of what the future holds for us.
So people are kind of wondering, what's the 2020 word going to be? Do you know what it is?
I don't know what it is. You're going to have to tune in on the second Saturday of January to find out.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I'll spend a lot of time meditating about it over the Christmas break, and then I'll usually settle on it like on December 31st. I'll get down to two or three words, and it's really supposed to, for me, it's like, what do I want to accomplish this year? And that word is supposed to drive me, and a word that kind of will inspire other people too. And that's why, you know, I think I've shared with you the word I had in 2017 was the word move. Mm-hmm. And that was supposed to be about working out more, and I didn't think it was about moving to Arkansas, but it ended up being that. And then the next word was forward, about, you know, moving the university forward, and then it became imagine. And so those words are meant to inspire and to uplift people and to get them to think about how, and it's become more of a public thing too. It's not just a personal thing, but people want to know what the word is because they want to rally around something, which has been, you know, very flattering and gratifying to see people kind of buy into that.
One of the things that I know that you had, and now we're seeing this in fruition. In fact, the Red Wolf Convention Center had its first official event recently with the Jonesboro Chamber of Commerce holding it. And of course, there was going to be an official grand opening coming up in January. I want to get your thoughts on what this is now that it's actually up and going. What is this going to mean for Arkansas State University to be able to have this convention center and hotel opening up next month?
Well, it's really exciting for us. You know, when I arrived here in July of 2017, someone got on Twitter and put a poll out, how many convention centers will Jonesboro have in 3 years from now? Zero, one, and two. And the overwhelming response was zero. Most folks did not believe that this was going to happen. And I'm really grateful for Tim O'Reilly, who stuck with the project, and for the leadership of Chuck Welch, who really kind of spearheaded this during the transition time between me and the previous chancellor. But then our entire team on our campus pulled together, worked very closely with Tim and his crew. Craig Pomerenke, who now is the general manager here, has been here for a year, and they've done a remarkable work. They're disappointed that it's taken so long to get going because the weather really put them behind. But we had our first, as you said, had our first event there on earlier this week, and it was beautiful setting, and people were so excited to be in there, and it allowed people to grasp what it means to have a convention center, to have a hall where you, a banquet hall where you can seat 1,100 people. That didn't exist before. We could seat that many in the First National Bank Arena, but it's not the same as being in a convention hall and in a banquet hall. And so to have this capacity here is going to change a lot of things in Jonesboro, including our capacity to invite conventions and conferences to our city. So it's a huge economic boon for us as well. Keeping in mind that the hotel is great, but the convention center will actually attract more people than the hotel can hold. And so there'll be a halo effect for people staying in hotels nearby the convention center who are attending the convention but not necessarily staying at the Embassy Suites. And so it's a boon for the entire city of Jonesboro and for Northeast Arkansas as a whole. And then on top of that, we have our new hospitality management program that was established before the hotel got here. We're in the process of searching for a director of the program now, and that will be a living, learning laboratory for our students who will learn how to run a major convention center, not just a hotel, but a convention center, and the experience that they'll get there will be hugely useful for them as they move forward in their careers.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask about, having that hospitality program, because it seems like, especially with from what we've heard from others, that, with millennials and that, this is one of the things that that definitely is not going away. It's a huge economic business in Arkansas.
Yeah, well, tourism is one of the fastest growing areas in our economic areas in Arkansas, and there's a lot of people who want to work in that area, and they are going into that field without much practical experience or training. They're getting degrees that are tangential to hospitality management, but we think this will be a great boon for us for recruiting students who will want to come here to get a hospitality management degree, to prepare them even better to get those kinds of jobs, not just here in Arkansas, but actually in the regions around here. Think about all the tourism and hospitality opportunities that are in southern Missouri, for example. That would be very attractive to our students who graduate from here and looking for jobs.
Yeah. Let's talk about, of course, we're here in Little Rock, the ASU System Board of Trustees just approving the Henderson State University, being part of the ASU system. How can you see Jonesboro and Henderson State kind of working together in the future on things?
Well, one of the things that's a myth that has to be dismissed among this in this conversation is that they're merging with our university. They're not. They're merging with the system. And all the schools in the system have a high degree of autonomy. And so our tuition rates and our policies don't impact their policies and vice versa. That said, all the schools in the system have benefited, I think, by having very collaborative chancellors and administrations and also the support of the system to improve both our areas. We just heard today about the collaboration between the theater department, ASUBB, and our theater department, where their students will have a clear articulation into our program if they want to go into Jonesboro, into our theater program. And that's how systems should operate. The schools within the system should be complementary and cooperative. The same thing will happen with Henderson over time, that they have programs and strengths that we don't have, and we can capitalize on those, and we have strengths that and properties that they don't have, and so we can work together, I think, to improve both areas. We are geographically distinctly different. We're in the northeast, and they're in the southwest, more towards the central part of the state. There are students who would never come to Jonesboro because it feels like it's too far away. From down there, and students from here who would never go down there because it feels like it's too far away. But can we reach student populations with our unique degree programs through partnerships with Henderson so people don't have to come all the way to Jonesboro? And vice versa, can students here can we create partnerships with Henderson State to complement things? Instead of each of us creating, let's just say, a hospitality program, just for an example, could we figure out a way for their students to become part of our hospitality program without actually coming to Jonesboro, and instead of them creating a competitor degree program? Because the state doesn't need five hospitality management programs. If one suffices, can you create partnerships that allow students to have access to that? Same thing will happen with our research capacity and our partnerships and with faculty. This will create opportunities for our students to benefit, but also for our faculty and staff to find collaborators within the system. And finally, the best thing that will happen is that having a school like Henderson State join us will affect our finances in a very positive way. For example, health insurance, for example. You can imagine health insurance costs going down. When you add more people to a system, the health insurance costs overall get divided out over a wider range of people, and it can drive the costs down. And so it can really help us financially as well.
Fantastic. So 2020 is here. Your thoughts on 2020. What would you like to see coming up in the new year?
Well, that's a great question. I've been thinking about that a lot. The first thing is is that we, I think as a university, have spent a year really thinking about who we are. And it's a question I got asked a lot, even by our faculty, who when I first got here, they would ask me, who are we? And so part of this process has been of the strategic plan is to discover who we are, discover our strengths and discover our weaknesses and figure out ways we can shore up our weaknesses or shut those weaknesses down or to expand our strengths. And so I think the strategic planning exercise has led us to an area where we're now about to just, I think, as a university, take off together. One of the things that we knew, we anticipated, and I think has happened, is that the strategic planning exercise, well, there's a document that will be created, but part of the process was intended to bring people together, that there's a unifying function. Now, these things can be very divisive if they're not done well, where one group feels like they got shut out of the process or another group benefited and they didn't benefit. But I think we've done a very unifying process where the faculty and staff, students, alumni, community members have all had a voice in the process, and I think it's been a unifying effort. And so I think what will happen in 2020 when that document gets delivered to the campus community, that people say, ah, now we know who we are, we've discovered who we are, and now we need to start acting like we are, and then start investing in the university, either in manpower or, you know, or financially or infrastructure wise, or just redefining how we operate as a university to match our aspirations and our goals with our reality of who we are.
And that's Arkansas State University's Chancellor, Dr. Kelly Danfus, with the second Saturday conversation on A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves.